Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Music, Movies and Madness. And this evening we have the Fab Four. They are taking you home for dinner. So, without further ado, let's get a nice big intro rolling in. Welcome to the Music Movies Madness Chef's Table. So, I just thought this week we'd do something a little bit different. I think it's fair to say, guys, that all of our listeners, I'll just turn that off. All of our listeners know that we love music, that we love movies, we love Star Wars, we love toys. Comics. We love all those kind of men things, right?
Well, but, I'll correct you on that. That's a people thing. I don't think that's a man thing at all.
We love old men things.
I don't know if old men things. You're right. Women like those sort of things as well.
I'm glad I got to about 2 minutes before you said anything. I thought it might be about a minute.
That was an outrageous comment.
So the question is really, do we love the mortar and pestle, or are we more of a sort of, you know, stay at home, ready meal kind of dude? I don't think there's right or wrong with either, but I think if we go around the table and have a little kōrero. So let's just dash round. Glenn.
Yes, Ian. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Right, where do you want me to begin? Am I a take-in or prefer to make it home?
Do you have a dabble? Have you got a food blender and a bread maker?
We're all in.
Good.
It's just when you've got the time to actually do it. I actually love cooking in the kitchen, particularly more the cooking side of things as opposed to, say, baking and sweets and stuff like that. I like making meals. I like to create food to serve other people. As people say, it's a language of love to serve others. I think that's one of mine. I love it. I just like to have the time and space. I don't like being hurried. And I love listening to music while I do it.
And that is where we're heading. And that's an important point that you make there, because food, I think it does fall into certain categories. Some people are good at baking, some people are good at cooking, some people are good at sweets, blah blah blah. I've asked the boys to do a three-course meal for you guys tonight, all our listeners. Martin, are you a cooking kind of a dude? Or
absolutely, I love to cook.
Again,
it's time, right? It's just getting the time to kind of do it and actually kind of sit down and actually prep a meal properly. But yeah, you know, as somebody once said, you know, if music be the food of love, play on. And quite right. So I think, the idea of sharing food in the same way as you share music, you know, I totally love that. It's a communal thing, and that makes it a great thing in my book. So yeah, I'm all for cooking and eating as well.
This is going to be a good show.
The kitchen's the heart of the home. Absolutely. That's where people come together. Mm. Even the doing the dishes is fun if you've got someone else to do it with.
If the wife's doing it, that's right. David, shut up, Glenn. David, right. Are you the kind of guy that has a sushi roller, or do you go and buy it?
We do make our own sushi from time to time, but probably more, nice. I think it's more around entertaining than it is just cooking. If I'm on my own, I'll probably revert to, you know, the dreaded takeaways or something. Time and place for that. But I think if it's entertaining, which I do enjoy, then I don't think you can separate good food from good music. I think they go hand in hand. And I think they go hand in hand when it comes to dining as well. I always like to, just I'm not good at matching wine, but I'm probably a bit better at matching tunes to
To much
meals.
of them.
So that's me.
Yeah.
I'm not the best in
Right.
the kitchen, but certainly when it comes to entertainment, I try and put in a bit of effort.
Yeah,
Yeah, that is good.
you're a bloody good host,
That's good.
David.
Thanks,
That's
man.
good. You are. No. It's
Anything
true.
else?
You laugh, but it's true. David's a great host.
That's no doubt.
Can we
I've eaten
shift
this
the
food.
attention?
Yeah,
This is awkward. This is
I'm
fucking
just trying to
awkward.
do the show.
You guys
Yeah,
are just making this
Glenn, have you
awkward.
got a mute button? Just mute your.
Get fucked.
Well, listen to you for 3 hours last week. Jesus. Right.
And it
So
was awesome, by the way.
it
Got
was
lots
awesome.
of
You
got lots of feedback. It was
you
great.
guys did a great job holding the fort.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, thank you for that. So we all enjoy cooking and we all enjoy music. So what I asked the guys to do in the show was to create a three-course meal, just stuff that they like. It doesn't have to be, all of the same. It's just food that we enjoy. And to pair up with the dish, some music that you would probably go with that dish if you were perhaps making it. And again, it didn't have to be a curry with an Indian song. It can be kind of anything. That's the beauty of all this stuff. So I think, well, Dave just left off there, so we'll flip the reverse around and we'll get you to start with your starters. So what have you
Okay.
got for us, Dave?
All right. I've gone for Italian. Translated a culinary symphony. There you go, fellas.
No way.
Set the bar high. There we go. So that's the title of my three courses, La Serenata Italiana, and I am going for an entree. Should I drop my tune first, Ian?
I think the way I've kind of planned it out, and I think it might be fun, especially for the listeners, is if we can describe it without saying what it is, and then maybe smash the tune and do the reveal at the end. What do you reckon?
Okay, I can
Doable?
describe the entree.
Yeah, I
Okay, here
reckon
we
this.
go. I will give it a go. You're going to be served with a symphony of simplicity and freshness, embodying the vibrant heart of Italian cuisine with its minimalistic yet flavorful ingredients. Ripe, juicy. Silky fresh slices. Drizzled with a touch of rich, fruity, extra virgin olive oil and a sprinkle of salt. I will leave it there, fellas, and listeners. That's kind of what you're having for an entree. I could
Sounds
say
good.
more, but I'd be giving it away, and I don't want to do that. Do you want my tune now, Ian, or is that for
Yeah,
later?
what would you have or you're
I
attempting
would
to make this?
garnish that with a touch of.
Your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine,
Here
that's
you go, a bit of
amore.
Dean Martin. Gotta love it.
Brilliant.
There we
Love it.
go. That's your entree.
And the name of the dish, Dave?
I don't know. Caprice,
Oh.
caprice. It's a caprice salad. So,
What's in a caprese
salad,
salad?
tomatoes, slices of silky mozzarella cheese, olive oil, basil. Yeah, it's pretty simple, but it's a good salad. It really
And
is.
that's the cool
Boom.
thing. That's the cool thing about Italian food, is if you go to get
Yeah,
a good one
totally.
or good, it's it's actually not loads of stuff. It's just real simple. It's minimalistic. Things.
Absolutely. I love Italian food. Yeah.
And it's done well. It's amazing.
Back it's not you. Amazing. It's bellissimo.
Bellissimo.
Mm. Is that what they say?
It was.
Yes. Bellissimo.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. That sounds like a good starter. Have you ever made it, or is that just something you fancy?
I have made it, yes. It's nice. Very simple. It's, even I can make it.
Man. Little Italy in Thorndon. Love it. Glenn, what all have right. you got for your entree this evening?
Okay.
Oh, description.
A description. Well, that's going to be good fun. All right. First, you've got to get that. You've got to get that fryer hot. Real hot.
Real hot.
And you grab those wonderful plump pieces of meat. Mm. And then you make sure that those spices are just right. Get your salt and your peppers and all of those other good things. And then you put some love into it. Get that flour around them. Get them resting for a while before you get them into that fryer. Serve with some delicious hot sauces or mayos or something like that. And get that crunch and juiciness as it absolutely lights up your taste buds.
Yeah.
Mm, how does that sound?
Sounds orgasmic.
It is. If it's done well, it's pretty pretty impressive. So anyway, I'll play a song and then I'll introduce the band after that. How about that? Let's go.
Hit it.
Got the giggles. Brilliant.
He was running down the street when they shot him in his tracks. About the only thing agreed upon is he ain't coming back. There won't be any trial, so the air won't be clear. There's just two sides calling names out of anger, out of fear. And if you say it wasn't racial when they shot him in his tracks, well, I guess that means that you ain't black. It means that you ain't black. I mean, Barack Obama won, and you can choose where to be.
Nice. Who's that?
This is the Drive-By Truckers in a song called What It Means. And they're from Athens, Georgia. And a few of the members are also from the Shoals region in Alabama. And you've all heard of Muscle Shoals before?
Yes, we have. Yeah,
the famous Sweet recording studio. Alabama. Absolutely. Yeah. And that song's called What It Means, and it's from 2016 album called American Band. Mm. Yeah.
American Band. And the name of the dish?
Southern Fried Chicken.
Oh. Southern Fried Chicken. Mm-hmm. Ooh, mama coming home.
Southern fried chicken. I love it.
Come around to your place, boy.
Because I'm gluten-free. I can't just go out and buy, you know, fried chicken. I have to actually probably spend a bit of time making it. So I've been practicing and made some southern fried chicken the other day.
How do you deglutenize a chicken?
Well, I have to find gluten-free flours that work instead. So it's a mixture of flours. Get that all together. There's
corn flour gluten-free.
Yes.
Corn flour makes not a the nice wheat crispy.
And,
yeah, that makes
sense.
Yeah, nice
you've got to really work it. And it's quite an art. It's quite good fun. Yes. I enjoy making it.
It's a messy job.
Yeah, you're right. But it takes time. Mm-hmm. So you might as well listen to Drive-By Truckers. They do really long, expansive albums, lots of stories about the South. Really cool.
Beautiful. Thank you, mate. Martin, we're coming around to your place, man. What's happening?
Well, I thought I'd do something just a teeny weeny bit different. Being as you guys are serving up the food, I thought I'd serve up the drinks tonight. So
beautiful.
Okay. So I'm going to try and match a drink for each course of this evening's meal and be sommelier for tonight. So our first drink tonight consists of tequila, some lime juice, freshly squeezed, of course, some very simple syrup, some orange liqueur, and some probably a little bit of salt. And my song for this. Yes, indeed, it's margarita time. We're on margaritas tonight to get us going.
Beautiful. Status quo. Not heard of those. Not heard any of this stuff for ages.
Well, quite far right. Gotta have a bit of quote.
Yeah,
they've got a bit of ELO coming through in the vocals there. When I didn't know that was Status Quo. I thought, geez, that sounds like ELO for a sec there. Just the
it's a very odd song for them. Yeah, totally different to most of that kind of stuff. But it's a big hit. Yeah.
Great band. Great band. Thank you, Martin. So, yeah, we're on the margaritas. Right. I'd like to invite you all around to my place. And for my starters, my entree this evening, I've been getting into a little bit of this food, actually. And my food is food that will take you to ancient worlds, mountains covered in mist, bamboo. And you will get the fragrance of ginger, garlic, chili, cabbage, tofu, spring onion with the sounds of this. So I'm taking you to Japan, and we're having some miso soup. And with the wonderful sounds there, that is the shakuhachi flute. And that album is called Japan, and it's by a guy called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, probably not, excuse me if I'm not, but I think it's Kohachiro Miyata. The album cover's got a guy on the front with a big rake. Yeah, miso soup. Enjoying a little bit of Japanese food just of late. And the shakuhachi definitely adds to the atmosphere when you're making that. Again, it's that kind of process, right? You're putting love and energy into something that's going to go into everyone's belly, you know? It's not just thrown together.
True. Yeah. Miso for an entree.
That's what food is all about, eh? Yeah. It's an expression of love.
An expression of love. Absolutely right. So we've loved our entrees and we've loved our margaritas to help wash that down. I'd probably let's jump on to the let's jump onto the mains dish. And I think what we'll do is we'll start with Glenn this time. We're going to come around to you. We're going to come around to you for mains. What do you got for us, man?
All right. All right, I'll set the scene.
Yes.
Very fresh flavors. Very fresh flavors. Absolutely necessary. Served with something crunchy, or it can be soft, but always fresh. So versatile. But the thing is, it's got to be corn-based. That wrap around it has to be corn, no flour. So safe for me to eat. So versatile. You can fill it with fish, pork, beans, whatever you wish. And it's a good one for sharing with others. Yeah.
Sounds all good. Right.
It is delightful. I absolutely adore them. Could be classed as probably a starter, but I actually think I can eat three of these, and it's a good main. I think they're brilliant. All right. So let's have a listen to a song, some music to match that. Okay.
Yeah. While you're whipping it up. Yeah. What are you playing while you're whipping up?
Yeah, just absolutely. Please. Now, these guys actually appeared at WOMAD here in New Zealand back in 2018. So this is Gabriella. It is a Rodrigo y Gabriella. So I think that the Y means Rodrigo and Gabriella. And they're a Mexican acoustic guitar duo. And their music's like influenced by a number of genres. Nouveau flamenco, it's something that you can do, eh? Yeah, and you're quite. Can you do the old flamenco stuff on the guitar?
Si, senor.
Nice.
Yeah,
rock a little bit. Yeah, rock and heavy metal. And largely consists of instrumental duets on flamenco guitar. So every time you hear flamenco, it's like, holy shit. And if you watch them.
I think I've seen them.
They're extraordinary. They really are. So let's have a little bit of a listen to that. Cool.
Very cool.
They're doing a cover of one of my favorite songs called Echoes. And to go with that wonderful music, I've got tacos.
Tacos.
I love them. Absolutely love them. Simple, simple, but.
You go for just it's brilliant. Raining tacos.
It's raining tacos. No, I didn't go with raining tacos, although I did come across it. But actually, I remembered these guys, and they're brilliant. They've appeared on so many things. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, they were on the soundtrack to that. And I know, Ian, you're a big fan of the pirate soundtracks and movies. Yeah, so, yeah, that's mine.
Tell me one thing, Glenn. Are you a Mexican or a Mexican?
When it comes to hot sauce, Mexican.
Oh, Mexican!
I'm out of practice with the hot sauces. I'll be honest.
Martin, Dave, do we do a little bit of spice or?
I do like a lot of spice. Yeah. I do like the spice,
but not to the point where you can't taste the food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm definitely in the either mild to medium definitely not hot like a Mexican, like the one in town. That when he says, "Oh, would you like hot like a Mexican?" I'm like, "Or oh, do you want so like wussy like a Kiwi?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll take the wussy like a Kiwi, thanks." Yeah, yeah, it's hilarious. It's a great place. It's a taco place on the waterfront. Brilliant tacos. Yeah, yeah. At the Meridian Building.
Yeah, no,
yeah, it's great. Gonna, you know the one, the hole in the wall one. Delicious.
Never seen, but good plug. Yes, good. Dave, what are you making for mains?
We're
having some dinner. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a classic Italian dish. Stands as a testament to the rich and comforting flavors of the traditional Italian cuisine. It's got dried oregano, basil, etc., weaving out throughout the dish. And it's finally crowned with a generous sprinkle of grated Parmesan cheese. A bit of nutty, salty finish that complements the rich sauce. Any clues, fellas?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Well done, man. Well done.
Yeah. Also
known as, in America, spaghetti with meat sauce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, because they have a sauce on it instead of a... Do the Italians
they're
have a bowl?
They're so fucking cultured, aren't they, the Yanks? Oh, but spaghetti with meat sauce.
They know nothing. They know nothing, those guys. They're horrendous. Do the Italians have bowls or do they have the sauce? Does anyone know?
No, they have ground
beef.
Yeah, you beef. Do it minced.
Yeah, minced.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Mm. So it's not a bowl.
No.
Right. No. That's
a it's an American thing. It's an American
it's
thing.
It's a meatball.
I'm going to wash that down with a track here that you all know the track. You might not know who's singing it. So let me play the track. Here we go. Le finestre mostrato di mio cuore che hai acceso che lì dentro me la luce che Time to say goodbye. Sung by Chinese fellow called Zhou Shen, who, by all accounts, speaks or sings in perfect Italian. There and hits some pretty impressive notes right up the register. So I thought that was pretty cool watching that.
He sings both parts, doesn't he?
He does. His head voice is ridiculously high. It's just, if you close your eyes, you go, nah.
Because the original's Andre Bocelli, Sarah Brightman.
Correct. Yeah. Which is quite a range.
Oh, shit. That's a range. And he does both.
He does both.
Yeah. There ain't been some clever bastards.
He was on, one of the talent shows. I remember seeing a clip of it and just being like, that's just nuts.
That hurts to listen to that.
Yeah, just like jaws on the floor time. It was crazy.
Insaneness.
There you go, mate. That's my main course, Ian. Back to you.
It sounds very yummy. Thank you. And, nice choice of music as well. So let's go knock on Martin's door. And he's got a few drinks lined up for us. Boys, we've had a margarita. That went down well. What have you got for the second course, mate?
Well, you know, when you're having your mains, you want a choice of drinks, don't you? You don't just want one particular type of drink. So maybe like a red or a white, or, you know, maybe you're into an APA or an IPA. Or, you know, maybe you prefer something a bit stronger. Maybe you're down for a single malt or a wee dram. Complement your degustation, right? Is that the word? I think so. Yeah.
Your haggis.
Yeah. Your haggis. Yeah. And your neeps and tatties. Yeah. Exactly.
Neeps and tatties.
Haggis, neeps and tatties. That'll put some hair on your bits.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, so I'm going to let this chap tell you about these drinks and a place where you can get them as well.
Written on the door, that bucket of blood stayed open till four. Ain't hard to find a great big neon sign. They only serve three things: whiskey, beer, and wine. Hardwood bar.
Good as that.
that voice sounds familiar, but I can't pick it.
Buddy Guy.
It is Buddy Guy. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. Fantastic.
What's the album, Martin? Do you know the
album? That album is, give me 2 seconds. I should tell you. It is called Born to Play Guitar. And quite rightly so.
Do you know the year? Have you got that on you?
I can give you that as well. It is 2015, fairly recent one for him, yeah.
The man's a machine.
He is. He's still churning out amazing albums, and he's well into his 80s, probably.
Easy,
yeah. Right? Yeah. And still got that voice as well. But yeah, so Whiskey, Beer, and Wine is the name of that track. There you go. Man,
that's a killer riff for a 70, 80-year-old, isn't it? Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just love it. Granddad, play me a song. Come on, please, man. Yeah, fantastic. Right, thank you, guys. Okay, well, you're all coming to my place now, so we've had a nice drink. And the mains, we've got some... In my place, we've got a couple of candles. So I'll set the scene, a couple of candles on the windowsill. It's low lighting, and we have some amazing aromas. I know this because I've been cooking a bit of this as well just recently. So we've got fried onions in butter, which is always a good smell. We've got some cumin in there. We've got some coriander in there. We've got lots of cinnamon sticks bashed up in there. We've got tomato paste, and we've got a ton of apricots smashed and squashed and chucked in there as well. We might put a little bit of chicken in there as well. And what we're going to do is we're going to slow cook this all day long. We have with that the wonderful mystical sounds of Morocco, and I have just made you guys a wonderful apricot tagine. Ah, Glenn got it. You guys like a bit of tagine action?
I do. That tastes of North Africa. Brilliant.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Welcome. Yeah. So we've missed that one. Here we are. It's
pure magic.
Yeah. It's pure magic. Pure magic.
Yeah, I think Maggie's got one of those down at the shop.
They do. You can buy a packet of magic sauce. Like Dave's got some of those in his cupboard. We've just seen.
It's a damn sight cheaper.
I love that shit. It's so good. It's so good. It's like the deviled sausages. Oh, I love that one too.
But here's the chef's tip. Here's the chef's tip for this one. Because you're on Spotify, and I'd quite often do this with Indian food. I'll put on our playlist of stuff that's, you know, because I don't know specific artists necessarily. So I've gone for the Moroccan playlist, and top chef's tip here, when you're picking your playlist for the food that you're cooking, yep, we're about to run out, here we go. You go for, always go for the trad playlist, the traditional stuff. None of that mixed shit. Get the trad. We'll see you on the next side. Enjoy.